Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. For those who would be listening and not in the room, we set the stage. For this is what we would call the farewell meeting. Now, that is a linear word that simply means the meeting series has closed. It doesn't mean farewell between people. What happened in your hearts in these days in this room, or even perhaps for those listening to this series, what happened in your hearts is forever. And some of it will change lives in mysterious ways in this room. Is it possible that a few days on Lemuria would have been something that would stick in your Akash even into the next lifetime? And the answer is yes. It isn't just about coming back here in this lifetime. This etches itself in a way that you cannot imagine, which is a quantum way, into the very fabric of who you are. Now that is if you let it. Those listening should know that the 50 or so of you here come with purpose. And that is in discovery of what you can't see. Under the leadership, under the guidance and instruction of Kahuna Kale, you have been exposed to the ancients, their channeling, their traditions, and their love. You have seen it ally to the very teachings of Cryon, which talk about Lemurian as being a first human experience among others, from those who brought you a change from the stars. The final letter of Lemuria is our teaching for this evening, and it is an A. And like some of the other letters, I'm going to surprise you by giving you a word perhaps some of you didn't think we would define. A different word than we have used before, starting with an A, and one that is more, I would say, elegant than what you might imagine, and the word is ascension. So let us study the word ascension for this lesson tonight. Ascension in its form would simply mean going up. In some cultures, elevators, lifts, are called ascenders, meaning it simply lifts you from one level to another. Isn't it interesting that the elevators also take you down? So the word may very well be to you something that is higher. And that is linear for you, and we're going to keep it that way. But let me tell you that not all things that work better are higher. I'm going to leave it at that. That is a linear bias that you have. So let us look at what it is within the human being that is ascending. What it is that is getting higher, if you wish to use the term. I would rather use different. Because if you really knew the process of what was taking place within each of you, you would be amazed at the complexity, and it isn't just higher. Let's just call it different. Let's study just a couple of things. The first one would be awareness. If you take a look at the awareness of humanity, of the human being, It starts in a survival mode, and it's a awareness of self, self-awareness. And if the human being never gets out of that, they're always then protecting themselves, climbing into a circle and defending it. And in the process, they survive. This is fully understood. It is beginning awareness. An ascended awareness is one where the human being begins to look at the whole instead of themselves. And they look at themselves as a piece of the whole, and their survival then depends upon how the whole reacts. I want to give you an example. The body, your corporeal body, is a whole body ascended experience. Not the consciousness part, the corporeal part. Can you imagine what would happen if the organs competed for blood? And they don't. They share. One helps the other. They work in tandem. And the body, therefore, is aware of the whole. It is an interesting study because each organ literally has its own, perhaps, consciousness, if you want to call it that, but certainly energy. And it knows about all the rest. And the purpose is the survival of the system. An ascended human being is aware of the survival of the system of the Creator. And that system is going to create peace on earth. It may take a while, dear human being. But little by little, you will find, whether it's politics or whether it's spirituality or whether it's religion, there will be an ascended awareness of those around them. The reduction of exclusivity. Countries looking at how the other countries will fit into the puzzle so that the earth can feed itself, so that energy can be free for all. These are things that will come concurrent with invention, higher consciousness. We've spoken of it. That is ascension, ascension of awareness. Now, combine that with another A word, ascension of action. Action is what a human being does. If you want to look at basic action and an unaware human, that would be the human being who retreats into themselves. And in that retreat, they are often victims of all that is around them. They do not see a bigger picture of love. They sequester their thoughts to themselves. They blame others. Nothing is ever their fault. Do you know some? And this is basic human action at an unascended level. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's simply the beginning. Now, an action which would be ascended would be actions which include not just others, but actions that would be caused by awareness of the whole. Actions that would see God in everyone. Actions we should understand that as a piece of God in you, you are manifestors, not victims. Actions that would then create energies on the planet where others could step in and never even know you were there. Where you would go to a place, set an energy, and walk away. And someone else could walk in and be healed by what you'd done. Do you see how this helps everyone? Do you see how the survival of the planet would depend upon that? Do you see how your spirituality and where you walk literally on the planet and what you do would affect the rest? Without saying a word, without evangelism, without even a doctrine. That is how powerful action is. We have used the words compassionate action. That is simply one of the definitions. Ascended action, action which has a bias of benevolence for others. And they never have to know your name. The third one would be consciousness, and this will be different than you think. Now you'll say, Brian, that's not an A. All right, the attribute of consciousness. Now you're happy, aren't you? Here is what I want to tell you. There is a catalyst involved in the other two and this one. A catalyst is something that changes something based on something else that is joined with it. If you have action, which is ascended action, if you have awareness, which is ascended awareness, consciousness starts to change. And when it does, many things react to it. They're driven by human consciousness. And this is where it gets complex. We have spoken of it before, but an elevated consciousness starts to activate other things. Let us start with the one that you're most interested in because you need it first, and that is corporeal DNA enhancement. More energy, faster healing, longer life. These three is what you will start to notice, dear ones, and you'll know you are on the track of ascension. I'll say them again. More energy, faster healing, and longer life. These three are the beginning of enhanced DNA. DNA that starts to work better than it did when you were born. There's far, far more. But that is the beginning. A higher consciousness also speaks to the grids of the planet, magnetic, crystalline, and Gaia, those three. Can you see how an ascended awareness and ascended action starts to change the planet in ways you have no idea of? This is the beauty of the system. This is the teaching of today. So that you will see the puzzle does not revolve around you having to do something difficult. The puzzle revolves around you casting off the walls of an old energy bias that frees you of things that you might have been told in the past of why you could not do this or could not do that. Based upon what the ancients knew in this place, that the Creator is in everything, including you. How did you feel about what you saw today and the beauty of the gardens and all the things around you? Were you brave enough to call on the divas? They were there, you know. They knew of your arrival. They always do. Even in the area with invisible turtles. There's divas. Life force in the rocks. Life force in the air. Life force that is quantum that you've never identified. And that the indigenous knew and even named. All over the planet. Every culture has divas. You think that's an accident? You think that's simply paganism? Perhaps you were told that. What if this were the truth? In other words, this system of the planet starts to feel the consciousness shift, and it starts to work with you in all things. Finally, how does it affect your path from tomorrow on? What do you take with you besides a nice time? What would you take with you home? Well, let me make some suggestions. First of all, I want you to take the ancients because they're everywhere. What did it mean to you? to hear the chants, to participate in the ceremonies, to know of what they did and what it meant. Can you take that home? Can you apply it in any shape or form to your life? My suggestion is this: every single time you do anything in your culture which you believe is ordinary, stop for a moment and thank the ancestors for what they brought you. If you lived with the ancients on this island, everything that was normal was celebrated. The new day, the ocean, food, weather, not worshiped, dear ones, celebrated. For they knew that everything was connected to everything. I want you to go from this place changed. This is not farewell. This is aloha. And so it is.
On behalf of the ancestors, I offer you this chant. It's the same one I've been doing throughout. They told me not to change it. Mai ke akua, mai ke kukui, mai kalani, mai kamalohia, mai kalani, mai kahaoli, mai kalani, mai ke ola, mai ke akua, mai ina mea pau. Mai ke akua, mai ke kukui, mai kalani, mai kamalohia, mai kalani, mai kahaoli, mai kalani, mai ke ola. Mai ke akua, mai ina mea pau. Mai ke akua, mai ke kukui, mai kalani, mai kamalohia, mai kalani, mai kahaoli, mai kalani, mai ke ola. Mai ke akua, mai ina mea pau. From the light, from the gods, from the heaven, from the stillness, from the heaven, from the happiness, from the heaven, from the life, from the gods, from the giver of all things. I offer you this prayer, something I wrote about 20 years ago. I will do it in Hawaiian and then in English. Ehu mai I ka ko alo a me I ka mana punui, I ke aloha a me I ka haoli, I ka malu a me I ka laulea, I ke ola a me I ka paa, I ka ponohana a me I ka vaivai. U a he pono paoli a pao e I o e, hele mai I a mako, mua I a mako, hope I a mako, maluna I a mako a me lalo I a mako, Ka'apuni ia mako, a me loko ia mako, a me ho'ohana ia mako, alehele i ka malino, nani, a me hemolele, lele vale i ka pule ia ka lani nui, a mama uanoa. May the presence and the power, the love and the joy, the peace and the happiness, the health and the wholeness, the success and the abundance, all of the infinite good that our most sacred creator is, go with us, before us, behind us, above and below us, around and within us, and make smooth, beautiful, and perfect our way. May this prayer fly to the highest heavens. And so it is. I leave you with the love and light of the ancestors.